I'm Bob Bupka, proud to be here with my partner, Jay Randolph Jr., and welcome into the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. The President's Cup Team USA defeated the international team rather handily, 17.5 to 12.5. But both teams actually put on a good show, and I'm pretty sure all of Charlotte, North Carolina happened to be at Quail Hollow Club to watch these top quality players from both sides perform at their best. So, Jay, let's open it up with you. What are your thoughts on the outcome of the President's Cup?
I think for all of us, it's not surprising. But I think, as you said, this was an excellent competition. There really never was a moment where the USA side was in jeopardy, but we were seeing some different players, some different styles, some different personalities than maybe we'd seen in the past in this type of scenario, especially for the international team with the eight rookies. So I enjoyed it. You know, I've always viewed the President's Cup as the PGA Tour's answer to the Ryder Cup, but, you know, the Ryder Cup will always be above it and in a different fashion. But I certainly enjoyed the golf. I think Trevor Immelman did as good a job as you could with the talent level. I kept hearing people say, you know, ball striking wise, these guys are pretty much kind of, you know, interchangeable, but the putting and the chipping. And I think, you know, when you look at some of the heat, when the matches were on the line, you know, some of that shone through for the USA side.
You know, it's amazing to me, Jay, both in the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup, the one thing that I hear almost too much is, well, they made more putts than we did. I mean, but that's golf. I mean, you go play against somebody, you're trying to make more putts than your opponent. And so to say the only reason we lost, they made more putts than we did, I don't know. It doesn't ring quite true in my head.
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, and Davis did a fantastic job. And why don't we hear from the captain of the U.S. side after the victory, as his goal obviously was defend the cup.
We just had a goal to win and defend the cup. And obviously here in Charlotte, it was the biggest one ever. So there's a lot of different reasons to have pressure. But being the big, big, big favorite carries a little bit of weight. I'm glad they ignored it and just played great. Everybody came in here and ready and fired up and really, really prepared. We don't have to do much except tell them what time to tee off. So extremely proud of them, even though some guys' records don't show it. Everybody on this team played incredibly well, and it was a great team effort.
I kind of laugh a little, Jay, when he says all we have to do is tell them what time to tee off, and it takes four assistants plus himself to figure that out.
Yeah, you know, it's pageantry smothered in pageantry. And the guy who really, you know, led this team along with his partner was Jordan Spieth. And, you know, he had never won a singles match in either the President's Cup or the Ryder Cup. And he got that off his back. Let's hear from Spieth about team focus.
The biggest challenge for us this week was staying within ourselves and not letting the outside noise get to us. Everybody focused on their matches. Nobody took anything lightly. To do that for your team and country was super cool to watch.
And Captain Love now has been captain to winning teams on both President's Cup and Ryder Cup. Might have been first team in a long while that didn't seem to be divisive in any way.
No, I mean, there was never a sense of any of that, or, well, you can't pair this guy with that guy, or, you know, these guys don't, you know, go, you know, there wasn't any of that Bryson Koepka stuff that we saw. And I think Davis is a fan. Davis is a great guy. And knows the history of the game, and You know, both you and I know how important the game is to Davis, and hats off to him because he certainly seems like he can get a team motivated that doesn't seem to need motivation.
Well, one sport took a big hit. The ping pong tables were eliminated from the players' locker room, and they were replaced by physical therapy tables. I don't know. If I'm captain of a team, I might have mental tables in there more than physical tables.
I agree. Well, Trevor Immelman, as I said, I thought he did, you know, a yeoman's job, especially with eight rookies. Let's hear from him as he, you know, he didn't have any give up in him.
We've had an amazing weekend, Charlotte. Really, it's been a pretty incredible couple of years. You consider when I was made captain, there was no such thing as a pandemic. There were a few other things that weren't around as well. And so, you know, we've had a lot of hurdles to get to this point, but the gentlemen you see have always been committed to playing for the Shield and being here in Charlotte, and they played some incredible golf, some inspired golf, and they kept fighting all the way down to the end. Even when the result was known, they kept fighting. You know, this was an important week for us just to lay a couple more bricks in this house that we're trying to build. We're here for the long run in this event. We're going to win this event. So we'll keep building. We'll keep fighting. At some point, we're going to win.
Well, that's a tough statement to make, especially when you only play every 2 years. I mean, you better start winning fast.
But you know what, Bob? You have preached this. We both saw it with the ladies' side and the Asian influence. And this was a pretty good exhibit here with Tom Kim and a personality who loves being out there. I mean, just 20 years old. They were fired up. They were fist pumping and having a fun time. So, you know, the only thing constant in life is change. So we'll see what happens. But boy, the U.S. side looks so good.
It really does. And I have an idea I want to run by you. But first, I want to give a listen to Adam Scott. And as he says, his team had plenty of heart.
This team's got plenty of heart, and that's thanks to everything Trevor's put in the last couple years. He's bled for this Shield that we now talk about, and it's just the beginning for this team, really. I think you're seeing a lot of guys here who will be returning on the next one, and if they don't, they will have tried their ass off to get on this team.
Well, I can't try any harder than that.
No, that's putting it all out there, that's for sure.
Here's an idea I want to run by you, Jay. I forget where I heard it, but I think it makes a lot of sense, and I think it would really beef up this, President's Cup competition. Make it a combo, male and female, on the team. Six males, six females, and suddenly, probably the international team would be the favorite.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that with the gals. No, and again, we're starting to see the beginnings of a pretty strong run where you get the sense that the South Koreans are going to be the heart and soul of the team moving forward the next a couple of competitions.
Well, Jay, let me ask you this. What effect did the missing LIV players have?
They had none on me. I didn't miss them for 1 minute, but you know, there were potentially a handful of guys that could have been on the U.S. team, and those would have been big guys, but the strength is there. Definitely it would have changed the dimension of the international team. I mean, especially with the eight rookie situation, you certainly would have had Cameron Smith and Louis Oosthuizen and maybe a couple of others. But, you know, I just don't feel enough of a need from the public to have LIV. And that's my hope that at some point, Mickelson, I did notice, pulled out of the lawsuit against the PGA Tour, which is kind of interesting. But, you know, the LIV is going to it's going to play out. Who knows?
Well, the only thing I can say, Jay, I spoke to a close personal friend that has a lot more insight into LIV and the PGA Tour than probably you and I put together. And
yep.
And I just simply said, is LIV stronger now or weaker now than it's been? And he said, so much stronger, so much stronger. He was emphatic, and he's anti-LIV. And for him to admit that kind of took me back a little bit. I'll tell you what took me back also. Great play by Tom Kim. He's got plenty of personality, a lot of talent for a 20-year-old.
No, he's the real deal, it appears. As I said earlier in the show, he loves being out there in competition and having a good time. Well, Bob, the tour marches on this week. The Sanderson Farms Championship. It's time off for a lot of the top players, but the defending champion and playing fantastic golf off his week at the President's Cup, Sam Burns, is there. A former tour winner, Harris English. Sahith Theegala, who is one of those names to keep an eye on, and Adam Hadwin. So there you go. That's what's this week, the Sanderson Farms Championship.
Yeah, pretty strong field, and we wish all of those down in Mississippi, and hopefully they don't get affected by the hurricane at all. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll take a little break and let my partner, Jay, have a fun time on his vacation. And if anybody knows how to do vacations, it's Jay Randolph Jr. And when we come back, we'll be wrapping up the Shiner's Children's Open in Las Vegas.
Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.